people who live in rural Washington are at higher risk of suicide, and experts have a lot of explanations. There are fewer doctors in rural areas, fewer mental health services, fewer people in general. And combined with all of this, people in rural areas own more guns. Paul Quinette is the founder and CEO of the QPR Institute, and they lead programs in suicide prevention. He told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel, it's not that gun owners are more suicidal, but when people make a suicide plan, they tend to pick a means that they're comfortable with.
We have a lot of guns in America. And in terms of what we call a case fatality rate, they almost always lead to a death. And that's the difference. You can't call the bullet back.
So then, if we wanted to try and reduce suicide rates in rural communities, what should be done?
Well, my approach is much like CPR, is that you train the people in rural communities, family members, farm implement dealers. You train everybody who has frequent interaction with farmers, and these are mostly men who take their own lives. When those people need help, we have to teach people how to recognize what we call suicidal communications, which are indirect typically. They don't say things in the clear. They don't say, I'm going to kill myself. They'll say, would you take care of my dog next Sunday because I'm not going to be around anymore. And so we have to train people to identify them when they're in distress and reach out to them and say to them, we don't want you to have access to a firearm when you're this depressed.
When it comes to having access to a gun or some other kind of lethal means, how does that affect whether someone actually commits suicide instead of just contemplating suicide?
Well, suicide is like a journey in your mind. You begin with what seems like an insoluble problem in your life. Your girlfriend left you, they repossessed your truck, your cattle prices are down. These roads don't look open to you. So you become desperate about having no exit from your circumstances. Then the exit appears, which is to end your life. And then in the last few minutes before that decision is made, people often accept their death. And they feel kind of calm about this. It's like, oh, okay, well, this isn't going to be so bad. And then they're sort of past the threshold of action. And here's the really tragic thing about suicide. We know from people who've jumped from heights like the Golden Gate Bridge, as soon as those people were in the air, falling to their death, which is about 4 seconds, they changed their mind. And one woman said, I screamed all the way to the water, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live. Fortunately, she did live. The reason I think this is important is that these narratives have not been told. We lose 30,000 men to suicide every year and 30,000 to prostate cancer. And where do you think the research dollars are going? They're not going to suicide, I can tell you.
What difference does it make if someone who's starting that journey has access to a gun?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And I think what it means is that when we reduce access, you know, try to make this a little more difficult, what we're doing is buying time. 8 million Americans will think seriously about suicide in the next 12 months, adults. And in Washington state, it's 250,000 adults. So a lot of people are thinking about this. And what we want to have is a moment for people to not be able to do something on impulse or get drunk or angry or have a fight and suddenly say, oh, to hell with it, and have a firearm right there in their hand. It's just too tempting.
A lot of the people who are listening to this live in a really populated area here in King County. It's a very populous county. What would you like people who live here to understand about the work that you've been doing when it comes to guns and suicide, particularly in rural communities?
I want them to know that this really isn't about gun control and Second Amendment. I don't think that's going to be the equation. I think we need to work with the gun industry. And I know the gun industry. I was a writer for a gun magazine for a while. I know people who own gun shops and shooting ranges and so forth. This is an anti-gun. This is anti-suicide. And so we've got to find some common ground here that says we don't want people in distress to be able to get access to a firearm.
Paul Quinette, founder and CEO of the QPR Institute. They lead programs in suicide prevention. He was speaking to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.